On today's segment of A Moment in Time, Dr. Tyron Douglas, associate professor and pastor of Salt City Church, uses his research to explore Black masculinity, spirituality, and community based on spaces through his book, Border Crossing Brothers.
My book, Border Crossing Brothers, Black Males Navigating Race, Place, and Complex Space, chronicles the life journeys of 12 Black men. Each man shares how spaces like barbershops, churches, athletic spaces, and their neighborhoods impacted their educational journey. Invariably, their schooling, family, and relationship experiences emerge in the narratives as the men give us insights into who they are and how they got where they are. I want to invite you to one of them from the study before we finish up our time together at the end of this week. Please meet Alan, one of the participants in the study. Alan is what many would describe as a conscious Black Bermudian male. In his mid-30s, Alan sports dreadlocks, has a very peaceful demeanor, and embodies a strong sense of African and Bermudian identity. He is a lover of nature with a gentle and humble spirit. Through the use of rich personal examples and his strong Bermudian accent, his cadence and word choice suggest that he is a man of deep reflection. Alan is happily married and the father of one son. He is a proud homeowner who, through ambition, sacrifice, and his construction skills, was able to purchase and renovate the home he now lives in. But this was not always his story. While Alan mentions the significance of his neighborhood as a space of experimentation as he grew up, he identifies two additional community-based educational institutions that served as both potent pedagogical forces in his life and outliers in my study. Those spaces were prison and the Gombes. The Gombes are popular Bermudian dance troupes which have origins in African traditions. Disturbingly, the prison is a space Black males in Bermuda and across the diaspora disproportionately experience. Much of what Alan has acquired was accomplished after 2008, when, having been released from prison after serving time for attempted murder, he determined to, in his words, accomplish more in 1 year than others accomplish in a lifetime. Alan's transformation occurred in the solitude of the prison space, where he was able to reflect on his manhood and recalibrate his personal vision. Alan also acquired his GED in prison, where he served nearly 4 years of a 10-year prison sentence for defending his brother, who was attacked during a soccer match at a sports club. The restraint of the prison space, which offers an interesting paradox to the free expression of Gombe dancing, eliminated the distractions that had conspired against the completion of his high school diploma in public schooling. Alan admits that a combination of a lack of personal focus and poor schools impeded his educational border crossing during adolescence. Two specific quotations from Alan are informative and worth additional consideration. He notes in regards to his time in prison, "I had a lot of time, a lot of thinking time, a lot of studying. I don't blame nobody. It's all my doing, all my creation, all my choices. I'm a person that won't blame the devil because that don't make me a responsible person. I've made all my choices in life, got the consequences, dealt with them. For the good choices, I got the rewards." Alan also mentions the significance of the Gombes as a space where he can, quote unquote, just flow. He explains, "I flow like water, like I ain't got no bones in my body, just flow." This quotation caused me to reflect on how great it would be if we could describe our time with God like Alan describes his experience in the Gombes, just flow. Few spaces allow young people and adults alike to just flow. In fact, many mainstream and traditional educative spaces like schools and some churches are intentional about stifling free-flowing creativity and expression. Alan's narrative begs a few questions. Besides prison, where are the spaces that our young people can just stop, reflect, and assess their lives? Besides athletic spaces, where are the spaces that our young people can just flow? Is your church, classroom, or home a space where the Holy Spirit has permission to flow? Is your church, classroom, or home a space where young people can just stop and reflect and share with you their thoughts? On a weekly basis, the Sabbath is actually a great time and space to just stop, to pause and disconnect from the busyness of life, and to remember that Jesus is Lord of our lives and of all creation. Personal and family worship time are practices that can also help us to just stop, which creates space for the Holy Spirit to just flow. Similarly, our churches can and should be spaces where we can flow in our expression and in sharing our love for Christ and each other. Today, I would encourage you to find a moment to just stop and to invite the Holy Spirit to just flow in your life as He directs your thoughts. This is Dr. Ty Douglas, author of Border Crossing Brothers, and I want to invite you to experience SALT. So amazing life today. It's available to each of us in Christ.
For more information on Border Crossing Brothers, visit wjou.org.